The following program is a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show are solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
It is Saturday night, and so that means I am back. Thank you for joining us on a Saturday night. Most of you have heard of the Zika virus, and I can tell you that if the presidential elections and the Trump hysteria wasn't going on, this would be dominating the news as Ebola did about a year ago. And these viruses always instill panic in the public, none more than the HIV epidemic and panic in the 80s and the 90s. Setting off just tremendous fear. It was a fear of disease. It was the disease of a generation. But what I want you to consider tonight is, what if these viruses were purposely inflicted on the population? Is it out of the realm of possibility? If you're in your car or listening on the internet, wherever you are, you're thinking, why would the government or who would inflict this on purpose? Well, if we just look at history, again, this isn't conspiracy. These are facts. We look at history, our government has a laundry list of incidents where they inflicted disease and death on purpose on the public. If we go back to 1932, the Tuskegee syphilis study or the Tuskegee experiment, 200 black men, poor sharecroppers, were diagnosed with syphilis, and they were never told they had the disease, and they were never given treatment, and they let the disease play out to secondary and tertiary syphilis. And I remember when I was in medical school, I saw pictures of these guys' genitalia, and it looked like just a festering red meat of infection. It was incredible. And I thought to myself, how would anybody let themselves go to this point where they were never told? All those men died. And the federal government office that oversaw that program was renamed. And guess what that agency is called today? The CDC. You go to 1935, the pellagra incident. Millions of individuals died from pellagra, from a niacin deficiency, which is easily treated. Millions of people died over a 20-year period, and it was acknowledged that no one acted because these people were in poverty-stricken areas, mainly black poverty-stricken areas. And you can say, well, that was 70, 80 years ago. What about something more recent? If we go to 1990, more than 1,500 six-month-old black and Hispanic babies in Los Angeles were given an experimental measles vaccine that had never been licensed for use in the United States. The CDC later admitted that parents were never informed that the vaccine that their children had gotten had been not approved in this country. So, and look, you can Google this. There are literally dozens and dozens of these incidents, forced sterilizations, etc. So it's not out of the realm that this is possibly another situation where this is intentional. Well, my guest tonight can speak with authority on this and other subjects that hopefully we can get to. My guest tonight is Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz. He's done a lot of things in his life. He's an internationally known authority in the overlapping fields of public health, behavioral science, emerging diseases, and bioterrorism. He received a doctorate in medical dentistry from Tufts University in 1977, was awarded a postdoctoral fellowship in behavioral science at the University of Rochester, and earned a Master of Public Health degree from Harvard University, and another Master's of Arts degree in health education from Beacon College. I mean, he's got a lot of degrees. Dr. Horowitz, how are you tonight?
Very, very good, Dr. Smith. Thank you for having me on.
Well, as I said, you've done many, many things. You've written a lot of great books. The one book, which I believe was from 1996, which is super relevant today, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, it was very disturbing because it showed you laid out in that book that this was something that was known, that was intentional. And it got resurrected when Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the same Reverend Jeremiah Wright that everyone knows from Obama, that had said, you know, not God bless America, but God, you know what, America. He basically said on national TV that HIV was intentionally given or put into the black community. And he said, haven't you guys read Horowitz's book? So this has been out there for a long time. So let me ask you, when we look at the Zika virus now, when you look at Ebola and HIV, are these intentional? Has this been put on the public on purpose?
Yes, absolutely. It's crisis capitalism. It's bioterrorism. It's a form of white-collar organized crime. It's expanding the pharmaceutical cartel. I call it the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical banking cartel that has globalization and depopulation as an objective.
That is a mouthful, though, what you just said in terms of what you call that. You got a lot of industries in there. So what's the end game? Is it money? I mean, why would let's take Zika, because Zika virus is in the news right now. A lot of people are starting to fear this and canceling their plans to travel. The Olympics is in jeopardy. What's going on specifically with the Zika virus? Is this another one of those incidents where this is purposeful?
Yes, indeed. In fact, you can go, there's several articles. There's four great articles up on medicalveritas.org. Medicalveritas.org talks about the fact that the Zika virus was actually predicted by doctors who had done research in Thailand and Japan, saying that what was likely to happen if the agents and agencies and their private investor organizations that came from the Oxford University Group. There's in England, there is what's called the Oxford University Group. There's ISIS Technologies, and that's ISIS, just like the terrorist group. And believe it or not, incredibly, they're actually linked through an entity called the Ligardaire Group to the Sheikh of Qatar, major funder of ISIS, actually, in the terrorism and the issues that we're looking at in the Middle East. The same investment group is heavily connected to what's called Oxitec, Oxy, O-X-I-T-E-C, and their primary parent group is called Intrexon. And they produce genetically modified mosquitoes. And they produce vaccines for dengue, and apparently now they're starting to make big money on Wall Street because their mosquito releases compete with the Aedes mosquito, which is the carrier or the vector for the Zika virus, which initially was said to be a weak strain of dengue. Now, the researchers basically said, listen, guys, and this is in Science. This is from the Journal of Epidemiology and Infection in 2013, a couple of years ago. He said, if you release these mosquitoes, you're likely to have a mutation of dengue into an Ebola-like strain, a hemorrhagic type of dengue, and or have various other types of mutations that you can't predict. And that's exactly what Zika is, in my opinion. So if you go to the medicalveritas.org website and you go under the tab, there's a tab up there that you'll see. There's several tabs. One of them will bring you to the Zika virus issues.
Can you just, I want you to go back over that again for me and the audience, the link between the Zika virus and ISIS. That's incredible. Can you explain that again to make sure we all understood that?
Yeah, it's disgusting. We did about it's an hour and 9 minute video called the Paris Attacks video. You can go to parisattacksvideo.com and you can watch for free an hour and 9 minute presentation and in-depth investigation into what actually happened and the people that were behind the Paris attacks. What you'll learn from that is that you had Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ari Emanuel, who runs the leading headhunter agency in Los Angeles called the William Morris Endeavor Agency that booked the Eagles of Death Metal band at the Bataclan Theater. In fact, knowing that on 9/11, a couple months earlier, 2015, 9/11, 2015, the Sheikh of Qatar's organization bought out the Bataclan Theater. In other words, you had Ari Emanuel, who's a radical revisionist Zionist, whose brother Rahm Emanuel was the Obama White House chief of staff before he got in trouble as mayor of Chicago. Currently, they're trying to oust him for all the corruption. Well, at any rate, his brother Ari runs president, director of the William Morris Endeavor talent agency that booked the Eagles of Death Metal band to play at the Bataclan Theater, knowing damn well that the Bataclan had been sold to the Sheikh of Qatar's Lagardère group that runs Al Jazeera Media. So the voice of the Muslim world is Al Jazeera, and that's owned by the Sheikh of Qatar's organization that bought the Bataclan Theater, which now you have, in essence, a radical revisionist Zionist doing business and planning this whole event, and we call it a staged event, with the most radical radical Islamic organizations that are anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist. And so what you have to raise the question, what the hell is going on here? And the answer to that is pretty simple. You take a look at the people who are making money, and that's exactly the Sheikh of Qatar. That's exactly Ari Emanuel. And so essentially that's what we're looking at. We're looking at crisis capitalism, terrorism that makes money, and at the same time it not only induces fear in the population, but it depopulates. And that ultimately in the area of Zika or dengue or AIDS and Ebola, when you release these types of agents and then you stand by with the cures that for the diseases you've created, it's basically crisis capitalism, and of course, it's highly criminal. You're dealing with genocide, and as you mentioned as an introduction to the show, this is nothing new. This has been going on for in this country for a couple centuries for sure, starting actually with the seeding of smallpox in blankets that were given to the native North Americans. The Indians were depopulated by biological warfare.
Wow. Well, the Sheikh owns the company that makes these genetically modified mosquitoes that are curing.
No, let me correct you on that one.
Okay.
The Sheikh of Qatar owns the Lagardère Group, which, along with Al Jazeera, is the premier voice of propaganda to instill into the Muslim people the hate for wasps, and of course, there's plenty of reason to hate wasps. But again, talking about the genocide. But again, this is they're playing us. And what they do is they basically had purchased the Lagardère Group, and it's called Haché, which these are French organizations. They're heavy media players, kind of not quite as big and powerful as Rupert Murdoch and his News Corps, but they're really powerful. And they then purchased, they're also involved in everything from real estate to military acquisitions. And what they did is they purchased the theater where the whole event was staged. And if you watch the Paris attacks video on revolutiontelevision.net, if you go to revolutiontelevision.net, you can see well over 100 of the video productions that I've produced with my colleague Sherry Kane, who's a Fox News LA defector. She actually left Fox News, couldn't stand Rupert Murdoch's organization, and basically came to work with me. But we put up revolutiontelevision.net because we were literally shut down by Google YouTube. They censored us for no good reason, and we had to establish our own television station channel on Vimeo. You can go to Vimeo/Revolution Television, and then you'll find our videos, or you can go to our own station, revolutiontelevision.net. And Paris attacks video is shocking, it's eye-opening, and it will give you all of these commercial connections. Again, you can't believe it, but it is real.
So, you know, we hear on the mainstream media that they're working on a vaccine for Zika, and they're saying it's 2 years away. Are you saying that they already have a vaccine there? So they cause this crisis, people panic, and then they sell them the cure.
Yes, that is all true, and that it's unlikely that they're going to give you a vaccine that actually works. Probably there's a high probability, because the pattern of organized crime begins even before HIV/AIDS. They said the same thing about the AIDS virus in 1982 when allegedly Dr. Robert Gallo discovered the AIDS virus. The National Institutes of Health pronounced, hallelujah, we now know the virus and now we're going to have a vaccine within 2 to 3 years. It never happened, just like the situation now. They give you that kind of like carrot on a stick, that false hope, and yet these guys are standing by. And if they do license a vaccine, because they have reduced the amount of regulation at the CDC, as you mentioned, and the FDA, they are captured. It's called regulatory capture. That means that the drug companies have infiltrated and bought off and paid out everything to bribe the officials within those organizations. So they push forward these really risky supposed solutions to these new diseases. And so that's what I'm looking at here. We can predict that because we have a history of that. I'll give you a recent example. The flu vaccine that was supposed to be so good this year, recently it was determined, and even the CDC couldn't not admit it, that it was only about 20% effective. Well, you know, Greg, that this is ridiculous because you have a placebo effect. If you give somebody a sugar pill, it's going to be 30% effective, and then you don't have the risks. You don't have all of the autoimmune diseases, because when people who are getting vaccinated, what most people don't know is you're getting vaccinated with GMOs.
Right.
That's literally what it is. So people are up in arms about, you know, the foods being poisoned and now paying a lot more money for, you know, organic foods. But they don't think to themselves, well, you know, I'm getting injected directly into my bloodstream with foreign RNA, foreign DNA, foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with smallpox, it's cow pus. You know, we might as well add eye of newt.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I mean, you know, it's and this is why we're here, getting this out to people, because most people are not going to hear this kind of information on the mainstream media at all, and it's a shame. My guest tonight is Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz. He's written several books. We're actually focusing on viruses right now, the AIDS, the Ebola, and the newest Zika virus. We have about 2 minutes before we go to break, Leonard. But, you know, when you look at the financial ties to this, is this helping to fund ISIS? I mean, you know, I've had people on the show talk about ISIS as USIS, meaning that United States and other business people in different countries are funding it. But is this also part of the funding of the terrorist effort, linking it to the Zika virus?
Yes, indeed. And again, you're in L.A., so it's no mystery to you. You probably witnessed what was going on in terms of the CIA basically injecting into the black community the various drugs and causing literally the genocide that was ongoing in L.A. Maxine Waters, you remember, did some heroic revelations in that way. The same kind of thing is happening now. The links to the CIA are definitive. I'm in Hawaii. I'm broadcasting now with you from Hawaii. And we have, I think, a very heroic representative. And she has come out with the fact that the CIA has been funding ISIS, along with the Sheikh of Qatar. So your two major funding agents or agencies are CIA and then your Sheikh of Qatar, who is representing basically the Muslim world, largely the wealthiest Muslim nation in the world, is per capita is the Qatar group. So that's basically where they own the Lagardère group, they own the Hache group, they own, as I mentioned, the Al Jazeera media. And what you have is, it's pretty much like the movie Wag the Dog, where they put out this fear, this fright, this propaganda that gets everybody excited, and then we then put pressure and give reason to our legislators and our captured FDA and CDC officials to push forward through fast tracking of vaccines and other medical, drugs, basically the supposed cures. But they don't really cure us. It's a fraud. What they really do is make us sick.
That expands
their industry. And it's, again, it's no mystery. Look at the suppression of all the alternatives in medicine. There's so many wonderful ways to heal people of so many different, diseases, but it's all suppressed because what you actually have is a racketeering enterprise that's operating under the guise of medicine and national security and public health. You know, it's like we're supposed to be relying on our government agents and our pharmaceutical companies to give us the cures, when in fact it's a medical monopoly. It's actually a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. It's a gross manipulation, and the only reason that it's still operating is by way of propaganda.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz is my guest tonight. We're up against the break. You are on fire, and I'm glad. I want to bring you back. People need to hear this. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, when you get LifeProof, any other carpet, you save up to $500 on your total carpet project. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on basic installation through March 23rd. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
American Vision Windows right now is having March Mania. That means combine any two of the following offers and save a fortune. Free installation, free upgrade to the Del Mar package, free sound package, or no payments, no interest for 12 months. It's a limited offer, so call 877-465-2470.
CSLB number 77826.
Talk Radio.
77790-KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back, and tonight my guest is Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz. His website is drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com. And I believe off that website, you can go to other sites that he's on. And we're talking tonight about viruses, the Zika virus, Ebola virus. Are these viruses inflicted on the population on purpose? And before we went to break, Dr. Horowitz was elaborating on this and talking about the links between the CIA, ISIS, with these viruses, with the Paris attacks, just incredible information. And Dr. Horowitz, I want to ask you about cancer in these viruses. I mean, I'm sorry, not in the viruses, but in vaccines. You've seen information, or I know in your book you alluded to this, that were we as children, people that were inoculated in the 60s, the 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever, or even beyond that, were there cancer cells in those vaccines?
There were cancer viruses, absolutely, in the vaccines. And you can really, like you mentioned, the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. I leave you, the readers, to kind of like, you know, pick which one. I think you've made the right choice. I think that, again, I wrote that book without really being completely clear at this point now. 20 years later, I'm absolutely certain it was intentional. It was genocide. And it goes into how those viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting firm called Litton Bionetics. Litton Bionetics was a medical subsidiary of the mega military weapons contracting firm called Litton Industries. The Nixon White House chief of the business for American industry was Roy Ash, the owner of the company. And Henry Kissinger, in 1969, became national security advisor under Richard Nixon, with the vice president being Nelson Rockefeller. And so it was actually Kissinger that ordered the development of the AIDS-type cancer viruses. Why I say cancer viruses? Because that's what it was called. It was called the Special Virus Cancer Program. It was a largely funded, mostly secret program that ran actually starting in 1962.
And this is declassified, right? These are declassified documents. Is that correct that you saw this in?
Yes, actually, that was what made the book Emerging Viruses a national bestseller, is that nobody could refute that. And that's why they don't really pay any attention to me. They completely shut me out of the media.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring that up, because a lot of times, you know, and I have guests on, they go, oh, it's conspiracy. And I like to distinguish that when you have facts. These are declassified papers that you're getting this information. But please go ahead.
So, yes, I published the United States government contracts. It was National Institute Health, NIH contract 71-2025. If you look it up, you'll get it from interlibrary loan. It was called the Special Virus Cancer Program. And they literally created a variety of AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses, and it just so coincided with what Kissinger ordered Admiral Sumvald of the Navy to give him a reassessment of America's biological weapons capabilities within a couple weeks of him taking that position in the Nixon White House. The reassessment came in a few weeks later, and Kissinger, who was actually the reason why we have nuclear weapons deployed around the face of the planet today, was also now responsible for developing the biologicals. And he then gave the money to Litton Industries president Roy Ash. The Litton Bionetics group got the money. It was $10 million. And they then began to recombine the cancer viruses. They took leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, cancer viruses from various species. They recombined them in the old types of bench lab recombination, mutation, genetic mutation types of technologies, was very crude back then, and so were the vaccines. And that's what they put it under. They said, we're going to develop this because we're looking for a cure for cancer, they claimed. And they said, well, okay, we're going to develop cancer viruses to develop vaccines to cure cancer, and that's how they got away with it.
Were these... So this was intentional. I mean, when we go to that and we talk about the HIV virus, I mean, I believe that in your book you basically come to that conclusion that HIV was intentionally introduced into the black population and to the homosexual population. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. And it's actually what's shocking. And, you know, God bless you again. The folks listening, you know, I'm going to lay a big bomb right here, because on this program you're going to hear it first. It hasn't really come out yet. In April, there's going to be a new film by Dr. Andrew Wakefield and film producers. They are going to show you that the Centers for Disease Control for the last 3 years have been covering up the genocide against black children, particularly boys, caused specifically by the MMR vaccine, which showed a tremendous increase in children getting autism and brain damage, particularly in black boys. And the CDC officials covered up for the last several years all of the evidence. We've got them in scientific evidence tampering and fraud. And it's coming out now. There's three whistleblowers, as I mentioned, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's been the poster boy. They've been trying to discredit Dr. Wakefield for basically publishing in The Lancet a simple article that says, hey, guys, we've got a problem here. It appears to be a series of patients, children, who are coming in with the same symptoms. We better take a look at the MMR vaccine. And instead of saying, okay, let's do it, what they said was, you're a fraud, and we're going to basically take you out. So they discredited Wakefield, but since then, the CDC actually did a study. And that study is an extensive study. And the head CDC official was Dr. William Thompson. And then there was corroborating investigator Dr. Hooper. These are the three whistleblowers. Thompson left the CDC. He says, I'm not going to publish with you guys. This is outrageous. You're seeing a 300% increase in autism in black boys, and you can't suppress this data. Well, they suppressed the data. They discredited Thompson even. They claimed that he was a psychopath, and now they're trying to discredit Hooper. They had his paper struck. This is the way that the regulatory capture, and it's affecting legislative capture. In California, you just had the audacity. The mayor, the governor, Brown has now advanced the mandatory vaccinations for the children. We just exposed the cell of literally the agents, the intelligence agents and agencies that are associated with scamming the voters of the state of California. We just posted this past week, and this is on Revolution. I'm sorry, this is on waronwethepeople.com. If you go to waronwethepeople.com, and you look there under one of the tabs, you'll see the world's deadliest crime under one of the tabs, and you'll see there three articles where we expose in California the people that defrauded the public to push the Senate Bill 277 for the mandatory vaccinations for the school children. And these are the same groups that are basically covering up, concealing the genocide that's taking place.
Well, you know, I had a few shows on the mandated viruses or mandated vaccines. I'm sorry, and I was very, very upset that passed. Anytime you force people, there's a problem, regardless of where you are on viruses. And I want to add that Dr. Wakefield was not an anti-vaccine guy. He was just a guy that had discovered something, and then they have used him, as you said, as a poster child to say he's a complete fraud, and vaccines are safe and effective. There's no link to autism. I'm glad you're giving people resources. And I want to remind the people that are listening, again, if you're in your cars or your internet, we're getting some calls. I'm going to try and bring some people on in a minute. Be patient if you're holding. But I want people to understand the top of this show, and if you've missed it, you can always hear a rebroadcast on KBC.com or drgregorysmith.com. But I outlined just a few of the laundry list of incidents that our government has done, Tuskegee experiment, et cetera, where they've intentionally done these things. So when you hear Dr. Horowitz talking about this, you can't just look at it and go, oh, that just can't be. The government would never do that. Look at our history. It's already been done. So I'm always about people being aware so they can help themselves. So I want to go a little bit deeper with this. You talk about the mandated vaccines. I know there's a bill that was introduced for a national mandate. Is that correct? There's a bill in circulating right now. I think it was introduced in May of last year to mandate vaccines in children nationwide. What can people do to offset this? What can parents do to take some action against this?
Well, the first thing is you can go to waronwethepeople.com. And you can also go to revolutiontelevision.net and forward that intelligence, all those great articles and great videos, to people all over the United States, actually internationally. We're getting a tremendous response internationally now because, you know, the cat is out of the bag now. We've really exposed it. You've got whistleblowers all over the world now that are coming forward and saying, you know, you've got regulatory capture and legislative capture, meaning that you have J.P. Morgan Chase, you've got Goldman Sachs, you've got the major investors like I talked about earlier from the ISIS group and the Oxford University group that are making money off of sickening and enslaving people. Bill Gates is heavily connected to this thing, heavily connected. You'll see that the in the new articles, as you pay attention, because we have more information, this is breaking news, we're breaking the story, and again, the best place to, let me see if I can bring it up actually while we're talking. The best place to go to get it, this information, is on waronwethepeople.com. There's the media tab at waronwethepeople.com. If you scroll down on the media tab, you'll see the world's deadliest crime. And then if you'll see a submenu on that. There's a great article that begins that introduces the three other articles. We expose Larry Cook, who is the executive director for the Naturopathic Doctors Association of the state of California, who represents the national, and they sold out. This guy claims to be an activist, claims to be anti-vaccine, but yet he was lobbying for the passage of the SB 277 bill. He's definitely defrauded a lot of people. You also have a fellow by the name of Colin McRoberts. And this guy is an agent. He's an actual intelligence agent that works for Pfizer and J.P. Morgan Chase. And he and the top official that's been the top propagandist pushing the childhood vaccinations is a guy named Paul Offit. Like, that's a great name, Offit. Like, kill it. That's this guy's name. That's his whole gestalt. And basically, that's what he's doing. So you'll see the third article that deals with him. This is a cell. This is an intelligence agency operation that is literally controlling the voters, controlling the propaganda, controlling the social media, controlling the mass mind, and that's what Jerry Brown signed. It is a fraud, and the bill's got to be recalled based on this emerging evidence.
That's great information, Dr. Horowitz. We're getting calls. I just want to try and get a few in here because we're going to be out of time soon. We have Lynette in L.A. wants to talk about all the viruses that are catching up with us. Lynette, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and good evening to you and your guests. It's such a wonderful show. I wish you guys would do this more often. This needs to be shouted from the housetops. But, you know, when you look at the Zika virus, you know, with any of them, and at the beginning of this country, you know, the Native peoples, indigenous, they were eliminated, so to speak, with the polio put in the blankets, you know, that was part of the warfare. And biological warfare is only advanced. And then there is the profit motive now that we're looking at, which is experimentation. And then some people have bought into the idea that we need population control. And when I look at Brazil, what they're going through, it's all the above. I really do feel this way. I mean, you have these massive peoples with, you know, economic issues. There's a whole lot of people there.
Lynette, do you think deforestation,
pesticide.
Let me ask you a question.
Doing pesticides there.
Lynette, do you think that this is all on purpose?
It affects everything.
Lynette, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Do you think this is all on purpose? Because we've been talking about this. It sounds like that you're convinced this is on purpose. Do you believe in mandatory vaccines and things of that nature?
Well, of course not. I mean, you know, and did you guys know that Governor Brown said also that we could, you know, do euthanasia, but at the same time we can't get experimental drugs to help us if we want to extend our life? I thought that was really fascistic myself, you know. It's like the 1% and those who represent the 1% believe in this population control. And how else can they do it under the guise of medical, you know, advancement and, you know, whatever, you know, like Hitler.
Dr. Horowitz, what do you think about that? Do you think this is population control?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let me give you two more resources that are really great. One is, and actually when you talk about the Zika virus, you go back to that same website, waronwethepeople.com. Under the media tab, the first article is the Zika virus mystery solved article. Read that one. And then Also, go to Medical Veritas. That's M-E-D-I-C-A-L. Veritas is spelled V-E-R-I-T-A-S.org. And look under the articles on vaccines. And there is one that is called Jacobson versus Massachusetts Revisited. That is the way out in terms of legally and legislatively. This basically calls to question exactly what the caller is talking about. You have untrustworthy government officials in bed with untrustworthy drug dealers, and what you have then is an urgency for we the people to solve. Nobody's going to do this for us. We've got to do exactly what the caller is talking about. She's saying, get the information out, herald it from the highest rooftops. These are our children. This is future generations. This is our planet. We're on the verge of extinction potentially with these mutated viruses that they're releasing. So Jacobson versus Massachusetts is the foundation by which they have pushed the legislation for, quote, herd immunity. The idea goes back to 1905 when a minister, a pastor from a church in Massachusetts, said to the Boston Public Health Department, you're not going to vaccinate me, my children, or my congregation. And they fined him $5 and said, it's none of your business. You stay out of this. It's about herd immunity. We've got to do the best for the whole population. Well, you did not have back then what the caller is talking about. You did not have untrustworthy government officials. You did not have the untrustworthy people who have now infiltrated into CDC and the FDA and what's called the regulatory capture, by which now organized crime has taken over all of the law enforcement and our public safety and protection that we have. We're not protected for anything anymore. And so bringing these issues to bear in a court of law to revisit Jacobson versus Massachusetts, that's what the article is about. Again, medicalveritas.org has the article under the vaccine, articles on vaccine section.
And we are up against a break. My guest tonight is Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz. If you've missed any of this, you can always hear the podcast on drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com. You can also hear it on kbc.com. This is powerful information, fact, not fiction, not conspiracy, declassified documents. This gentleman has put it all together. You need to hear it. Again, if you've missed any of it, you got to go back and listen to the rebroadcast on drgregorysmith.com. We will be right back. You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-597-4816. That's 1-800-597-4816. 1-800-597-4816. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-4919. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-4919. 1-800-551-4919.
Talk Radio.
KABC. Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
My guest tonight is Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz. Powerful information, declassified documents, facts, not fiction, not conspiracy. You have to hear the rebroadcast of this show. A lot of great information. And I can tell you, Dr. Horowitz, we're going to definitely bring you back. We're not done yet, but I'm just letting you know we're going to need more time with you. I have Kelly here in the studio that has a question for you, and I'm going to let her phrase it. Kelly, go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Horowitz, good evening.
Good evening, Kelly.
So let me ask you this. For, say, parents who have children who are vaccinated against their wills, now that that's the law, especially in the state of California, or say I have a friend in New York who is separated from his mother's child and she continuously is vaccinating the baby and he's against it, are there protocols to detoxify immediately after children are exposed to these toxic vaccines?
Yes, there are. The first thing is prevention. Try not to get vaccinated. Stop vaccinating. That's my professional opinion. Based on the evidence, we really need to stop doing this to our children and even ourselves. If you go to Cure Shop, CureShoppe.com, there's some wonderful products there. One of them is called ZeoLove, Z-E-O-L-O-V-E. It's basically, in medicine, one of the best ways for detoxification. It's called chelation therapy, and the drug industrialists and the captured regulators don't want us to tell you about it. They've been trying to suppress all of the alternatives that are simple, that are safe, that are far less expensive, and mostly very effective. So you can start to cleanse the blood. There's a variety of other things to do. There's clays, there's bentonite clays, there's ways to ideally, you're supposed to be alkalinizing your body chemistry. If you alkalinize your body chemistry, that makes it very hard for cancer cells and inflammatory conditions to basically take root. I urge people to study OxySilver. You can go to OxySilver.com and get information on OxySilver. It was NASA technology that was developed to keep the astronauts healthy in space. Well, the government should be producing that. They should be mass producing that kind of thing. We've advanced this very special, most powerful of all, with the technologies using resonant energy, frequencies of virtually chlorophyll. People know that oxygen sustains us. Well, the question is, what vibration, what energy does that oxygen hold? And it's obvious. It's called 528 nanometers of light, that greenish yellow color of the plant world. There's very special, powerful healing technology capability in that design, that intelligent design of nature. So basically, study OxySilver, and you can begin to say, hey, we don't need these vaccines anymore. They're obsolete. They're poisonous. We don't need those poisonous antibiotics anymore. Basically, they're polluting us. They're polluting the environment. So take a look at OxySilver. Take a look at all of the ways to detox. Keep your body chemistry alkalized and well oxygenated, and you should be able to prevent all of the infectious diseases that they're throwing at us.
Well, you mentioned silver. I know that during the Ebola crisis last year, silver was touted as, whether it's nano silver, was touted as a cure, not to cure the Ebola virus, but it seemed the mechanism to stop it from replicating seemed to be a lot of evidence for that, and there were actual people that had gotten better. But again, in the mainstream media, it was put out that was completely nonsense. I think it was a Dr. Rima Liebau, I hope I'm not butchering her name. I think she was one of the main people talking about it, and they shut her website down. They took it off, and she couldn't even fill orders for the nanosilver. And I I believe that she actually sent some to Africa for free, and people were getting better, and supposedly the powers that be there confiscated it all and wouldn't let people that were already condemned to die at least try it. To me, if you're going to die, you're being told there's no hope, why not take the silver? So is silver, does it prevent or get rid of these viruses?
Well, again, let me refresh there's this concept of like the silver with regard to the bonding of oxygen and water. That's what the NASA scientists actually did, is they created a silver, a microfine silver that's bonded to the oxygen and water, and far more powerful and far even better than the old colloidal silvers that you're basically talking about. There's nothing like oxy silver because essentially it goes in, it does its job, and it leaves the body, unlike the colloidal silvers that the propagandists in the government have said don't use it. And what you're talking about is true. They did use this type of thing. They had been successful. It does protect you. But again, what the government says is that basically it will turn your skin silver. And basically you don't need to do that if you look and take the oxy silver. About the oxy silver goes in, does its job, leaves the body because it's covalently bonded. Again, that was developed for the astronauts to keep the astronauts healthy in space. It's been heavily suppressed. All of the technology that could set us free from all these poisons basically is what they're up to.
Let me ask you this, and we only have a few minutes left, but I want to get your take on this. One of the concerns I've had about mandated vaccines in general, whether it's for children, for adults, mandating flu vaccines, et cetera, is not just the impurities that are in these vaccines, but is it possible, is it out of the realm that nanobots or other things could be injected into people without their knowledge?
Absolutely. That's a critical concern today. Again, because of the regulatory capture, people don't realize that the Food and Drug Administration does not do the testing. It's the drug companies that feed the intelligence, the data from the scientific studies, the trials, to the FDA. And they just rubber stamp it because, again, they largely, not everybody in these organizations is bought off and paid for, but basically significant numbers of them have been captured. And so what we're getting is materials and methods of supposedly curing people that are actually sickening and enslaving us to the drugs.
So you think that it's possible that one of the end games for mandatory vaccines in general is to secretly or without the person's knowledge give them other substances other than the vaccine? Because how do you know what you're getting when someone's injecting you like that and it's mandated?
Absolutely. You know, the whole biochip, you know, it's called, the company is called Digital Angel. That's the name of the company that produces the microchips now, that are so small, they're injectable. And because you can't trust these people at all, you've got to have an investigation like you had in the Nuremberg trials. You've got to bring these people to justice through an investigation, and the criminal indictments have to follow, and then you have to basically tell the public what has been going on for regulatory capture and the conduct of genocide. And then you could begin to say, okay, we're going to have to reestablish our thinking and our action plan insofar as infectious diseases and healthcare. And that means that we're not going to do this poisoning anymore. We're going to have reliable agents and agencies basically advancing products that make sense, that are not poisonous, and are basically, you know, well studied so that we know what we're getting in these solutions are not something that's going to make us sick or actually even potentially because of the age of psychotronic warfare. Dennis Kucinich, who's a representative who basically pushed...
And we got about 30 seconds. So.
Okay, well, at any rate, there is the capability to literally poison us and control us, our thoughts, energetically, through biochips. All of that is real today.
My guest, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, tonight, great information. I want to thank you for being here. You got to come back. We're going to bring you back for a couple hours as soon as possible. But go to his website, drlynhorowitz.com. He's mentioned several websites tonight. And I want the listeners to realize read for yourself. Get information for yourself. That's the key. Dr. Horowitz is right. I agree with many of the things that he's saying. I also agree that it's going to take the people to change things. We cannot wait for someone else or the government to do it for us. It's going to take us to do this. Listen, I'm going to be off for 3 weeks because of the Kings game, so we're going to be off for all that time, but I will be back with another great show in about 3 weeks. Been listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics. This is Dr. Gregory A. Smith, and have a great night.
The preceding program was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.